What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Hour number three, an SOB edition of Primetime. I heard John C. Reilly say that he woke up at 10 in the morning. I woke up at 4:45 in the morning today.
You poor bat. Well, you got kids, and that's your own fault.
It's true. Yeah, the oldest, who's four, when he starts to kind of stir in the morning, if an adult doesn't rush in there and get him to, like, come, like, basically settle down and cozy up and go back to bed, he's like, my brain's up, I'm up, everyone else is up. And that's the hand I was dealt this morning.
Well, that happens.
Like, busts into the room with me and the baby and goes, good morning, Dada, good morning, Maze, and he flips the light on. It's still dark out, dude.
Yeah, if I'm up at 4:45, I just didn't go.
It's because you stayed up.
It's because I stayed up.
Yeah.
That's when you just kind of turn the clock, or the insomnia. Because I'll have a, it's not as bad as anymore. I used to have a horrid case of it.
I did too.
And insomnia usually around 3:30 is when I quit. Like if the brain won't shut off and at 3:30 I'm having chicken fingers sort of debates, then I just get up and I'll.
And then like, I guess we're starting the day now.
Yeah, we start the day. But yeah, the kid thing, there's nothing you can do about that. You know, I get every now and then, because with the dog, you can put a dog outside.
Yeah.
Because occasionally my dog will wake me up in the middle of the night for something, and you just stick him outside. You're like, buddy, you're out there. The kid.
And he's almost old enough to just wake up and do his own thing. Like, he's really close. But if I go and, like, set him up out there with, like, a blanket and Peppa Pig, and I go back to bed, it will be no longer than 5 minutes before I hear, Dada! Like, and he either wants juice or hoping I can make him some breakfast sausage or, like,
I've done that. I
whatever.
Remember when my kids were little on the weekend, you would do that. You set them up, like, on the couch with, like, a 9-hour DVD or whatever.
Yep.
And some snacks or whatever, and then you just go and
those Netflix shows just keep rolling.
Yeah. Then you just go and pass out and hope that, you know, hope everything works out for the best.
And it almost never does.
You need like a panic room for kids.
Yeah.
Like someone needs to come up with like
padded walls.
Yeah. Where everything's fine.
Get some yayas out.
Yeah. Maybe
total
like
safety.
There's like an AI, like a robot sensor in case anything like really bad happens, it can alert you. But for the most part, we just, you know, we throw you in the padded room. Where it's like everything is
safe space.
Everything's easy to wipe down in case someone soils themselves.
Yeah.
Maybe there's, you know, like those automatic dog treat feeders.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's like some.
You just put goldfish in them instead.
Yeah, some goldfish or whatever. And then there's just like a crack-proof screen built into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And you just stick them in there in the morning and you press a button and it seals them in. Maybe in some soothing music. Maybe inside the goldfish, there's some Benadryl to drug them up nice and. You know, like you're getting ready to go on a flight. You just drug your kid. because no one's ever done that before.
No.
You drug the kid out.
I will say.
There's $1 million idea for someone out there.
If we have to take a long flight, even if we have to take a short flight, we are super intentional about what time that flight leaves and lands now. Because like if it's a long one, there's certain times that you can set it up where you're like, I'm actually going to get this kid to sleep for part of it instead of having to entertain them for 4 hours.
It has been so long since I've had to deal with that. Like,
it's a whole thing.
Yeah. The idea of going, I got a buddy of mine who, he's getting remarried and he's like in his 50s. Mm-hmm. And there's talk of because she's younger and she wants a little one. And I'm like, oh. And he's like, well, you know. But look, if you're older and you're marrying a younger gal, that kind of comes with the territory.
That's going to be part of it.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're restarting.
Is he going to be a dad?
Huh? Well, he's thinking.
Oh, it's under consideration.
It's under consideration.
Got it.
The idea of me starting over, and I'm younger than he is. I'm still in my late 40s. But the idea of starting over with a kid, I think I'd put my head in an oven first. It's just, there's just no, I just can't, under what circumstances, you could tell me that kid was going to be Jesus. It was going to be the second coming. I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to pass. Like, I'm going to shove that on to someone else. I just could not do it at that. Because I see like dads like you and like everything that has to go on. And I'm like, oh, I remember those days.
Yeah.
And you're like, you want to go back? No. They're fun because you get all the fun little kid stuff.
For sure. I spent like 3 hours today with my boys. They were just running around out, like just running. They just wanted to run and pick up rocks and look at bugs. And
I won't even get a second dog. I'm in right now, the family is like conspiring against me. They want a new, because we never just had one dog and the other two have died. So we just have the one Akita. Mm-hmm. And now the place we got him from had baby Akitas, and they're like the cutest damn things. And so now it's like, I'm getting like a lot of pressure to get a second dog. I won't even take on the responsibility of a second dog. I'm like, oh, it's too much responsibility.
That's
imagine
a
kid.
That's a lot.
Oh, I'm not willing to raise a puppy. You want me to raise a child? Nah, now we're out. Leaving that. That's a young man's game, Buckley. It's a young man's game.
Well, I've got a couple of things in the club tonight that I'm excited to discuss, including we got a list from the New York Times. They surveyed over 500 people in the film industry, from actors to producers to critics, and we have our top 100 films of this quarter century.
Oh, see, this intrigues me because I love...
So we can decide
I do love movies.
Where we want to start on the list and how many we want to try to get to and whether you think stuff's overrated, underrated, what have you.
I want to see how many I've seen, too.
Sure.
If there's a movie with a buzz, even if I don't particularly care for it, I will try to... I will go out of my way to see it. If like I think I've seen every best Oscar winner.
Sure.
Even if I don't like La La Land, I know that didn't win, but like that was nominated.
They thought they won.
Not great, but I saw it just because, you know,
I did too.
It's got buzz.
Yeah.
Anora was this last year.
I didn't see Anora.
It was all right.
Well, and I think what's interesting about this list, and you will see, is that because it's mostly film people who were surveyed on this, you do get a lot of the artistic.
Yeah.
There are really great films that you and I both love that are on this list, but there's also some that you're like, huh, I don't know if that belongs in the top 15.
Well, and that is the problem. Like, you know, like Top Gun Maverick is a perfect summer movie.
Wildly entertaining, perfect in every way.
And I'll go back and look at what won, but Top Gun Maverick was the best movie of whatever that was, 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It could never win under any circumstances, but it was the best movie. Mm-hmm. But it won't win because it doesn't. Well, yeah. It's a popcorn Hollywood.
It's an
whatever.
Action blockbuster.
Yes. And that always bums me out that we can't acknowledge that sometimes the fun movie that you just go and see for 2 hours, no offense, but if you've watched the Brutalist, which won this year.
I heard good things about that.
Don't.
No?
It is.
Is that the one that has Kieran Culkin in it, or is that
Yeah, and it's Adrian Brody.
Yeah.
It is so brutally long, and it's fine.
I wanted it to be good. I wanted to see that one.
You'll watch it once, and you will never, ever watch it again.
Yeah.
But it's that film that wins. I'm sorry, that's not... You will never watch that movie more than one time. You will see it once, and you'll be like, yeah, and never again. You're like, I'm glad I watched it. Never again.
And then apparently the James Bond franchise is circling their next Bond to replace Daniel Craig, and internet not very happy with the three choices that they seem to be keen on. And finally, a survey on the world's most promiscuous countries. Who's got the most partners on average by nation? And does the U.S. make the top 10?
And please tell me which countries those are so I can avoid them.
Of course.
I will know which countries to not travel to.
I think I know this.
You do you? Well, let's
I think
save
I know
it.
This.
There's a chance you saw this where I saw this.
And I'm pretty sure I know this. I could have forgotten it.
I was stunned at the answer. So we will get to that coming up in the club. But now we've burned through another segment, and we need to talk a little bit more Yongbong. Yonghan Sen was introduced to the Portland media today. Got a couple more sound bites from him and his head coach, Chauncey Billups, and we'll do that next. Primetime 1080 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Failed to mention, the internet is also buzzing. The Jeff Bezos wedding is going down in Venice, which has upset a lot of Venetians and Italians. And boy, that's been almost like a little culture war in and of itself. But
what does that cost?
It's a star-studded affair at that wedding, and there are two presumably single individuals who may be linking up that could break the internet.
That will officially break the
internet. We'll get to that in the club as well, but now I want to talk a little bit more Han Sen Yong, or Yonghan Sen, as it may be. He was introduced, the Blazers' 16th overall draft pick from round one of the draft, was introduced to Portland today to meet the media. We played some clips earlier of him answering some questions in English about his background, about his off-the-court interests, which included sleep, eat, and PS5. We also later found that rain is something else that he likes, so good to be in the Northwest.
I thought for being told that he doesn't speak English, and he didn't answer all the questions in English, I thought his English was really good.
Yeah, here's what he sounded like talking about his off-court interests.
Sometimes I sleep. All time sleep. And I like play PS5. Yeah. And I like eat.
Good man.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, he attempted to answer.
He gave it a shot.
He answered several. He had an interpreter up there. And some of the longer questions, he used the interpreter. But I love that he said that he wants to get rid of the interpreter.
Yep.
I do appreciate probably the interpreter's like, dude, man, shut the hell up, man. Like, I got a sweet gig here. Leave me alone. I love that he doesn't want to use the interpreter.
Yeah.
He's trying to mix it up. He's trying to learn the language. He was trying to answer questions. And I thought he did a really nice job. And he came across as a very likable young man.
Well, you were talking earlier about maybe what his deficiency could be, or what people are saying about that he needs, and whether he can keep up with the speed of the game as a big. But he was asked in today's presser about what he needs to improve. And here's that response.
I need a workout, so I need a more fast, more strong. I 需要在内线就是更多的对抗，然后去获得篮板球，然后去在内线能够打得更好，就是。
He tried to be more physical in the paint. Like try to grab a rebound. Like try to get post points every time. Like finish that.
So again, he knows he needs to get stronger. Yeah. And again, he tries to answer the question. And he starts out, and then he's like, "Yo, buddy, I need you to hook me up with the end of it here, the physicality and whatnot." But yeah, so it seems like it's physical stuff. If you've watched some of his highlights, and again, take it for what it's worth because of who he's playing against, but he seems like a really adept passer. Like he's really a really soft touch around the basket, has good vision. But you wonder if he's got the speed to keep up with the NBA game, and he's young enough that we'll see.
That's the thing, you'll never know until you see it. But I would assume. I mean, look. He was at the NBA draft. I do think we've gone a little too far with this. You know, he came out of the nosebleeds and he was expected to be a late first, early second.
He was
second.
Expected to be selected in this draft, which only has two rounds.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have brought him over.
Right.
And they wouldn't have had him in a suit. And by all accounts, it sounds like most people now think that in reality, he would have gone somewhere in the 20s. They even asked him specifically, and he said that he thought he was going to go after pick 20. So after pick 20, that's not second round.
No.
And then you look at Brooklyn, who had two picks in the 20s, and Brooklyn was one of the teams supposedly that was interested in him and that he worked out for. So yes, he was surprised that he went 16, but if you're expected to go 21 or 23, and
that's
you go
only 16, seven spots off or something. Like it's not a lot.
So I do think that because we didn't know about him and it wasn't someone that anyone was previewing, I think we've gone a little too hard into the paint with this. It's the outlier of all outliers. Now that we're removed from it a little bit, Blazers scouted him for 2 years, wanted him for 2 years. Other teams had him in the early 20s. At least one other team did in Brooklyn. At worst, you had him in the early second round, which is essentially a late first round pick. And today at the press, do we have the Chauncey one where we talked about, play the Chauncey clip of what they expected from him?
Yeah, here's Chauncey on rookie year expectations.
I just see him just continuing to get better and better and better and learn our game, learn our system, offensively and defensively, learning the language. You know, it's just so much development that needs to happen. But, you know, I will feel very comfortable putting him in the game right now. He's that good, you know. So to me, this is not like a project type of situation. This guy's ready to go, you know. But he's in, you know, a crowded room, you know, DA, DC, and Rob, Hanson, WAP. So this will be an incredible educational year for him. And when he does get a chance to play, I think everybody will be really impressed.
I mean, there's your coach. And now, granted, this is the same organization that told me that Scoot Henderson was a generational player that wasn't going to struggle making the transition at all. Turned out that was a load. Same organization that told me Zach Collins was Kevin McHale and was a foundational piece. And, you know, so the organization is full of crap 90% of the time. But that's from your head coach that just said this is not a massive project. He could play right now. Now, will he play? You got 19 different centers. But I do think, as fun as this story is and the yang bang and now the yang bong, and I think kind of the Asian thing obviously plays into a little bit, and you know, people are kind of having fun with it. At the end of the day, this is the 16th overall pick in the draft.
And you expect him to do something.
Yes. If he gets on the floor, and right now he's probably your fourth or fifth best center.
Sure.
With all due respect to anyone, DeAndre Ayton anchored a team that went to the NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I checked, people forget, he was the starting center for the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns went to the NBA Finals. And by the way, that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
DeAndre Ayton, when motivated, is a really good player. And DeAndre Ayton going into the last year of his contract, I would assume
probably
you're going
motivated
to get the best DeAndre Ayton.
It might be his last chance at a big bag, too.
Yes.
So you're probably going to get his best.
So he's not DeAndre Ayton. You drafted Donovan Clingan, who had a nice rookie year. You know, whatever. It wasn't like earth-shattering, but he's a good defensive player, and he had some moments, so he's not Donovan Clingan. And Robert Williams, when healthy, which is never, but when he is healthy, anchored a NBA championship team in the Boston Celtics. So at bare minimum, this kid is your fourth best center.
Mm-hmm.
But Robert Williams and Ayton, I would assume this is the last year in Portland. At some point, both of those guys are gone. So we need to get over this cute little fun story of no one saw this guy and he's, you know, the youngzilla. And no.
He's here to contribute.
He's here to contribute. He's the 16th overall pick, and I would expect at the beginning of the season for him to be in the G League. And then when the roster clears out and you move some of these centers, I don't think you should treat him with kid gloves. You just heard Chauncey Billups say that he could be comfortable playing him right now.
Then let him learn.
So there's no other player that was drafted ahead of him. If you took the top 16 players in the league and you asked what their team expects of them, the answer is to contribute. So we just got to get over this. No one saw this coming and it's a fun, cute little flyer. No, it's not. This is not a sideshow gimmick. This is not Ha. This is not Ha coming over because Paul Allen fell in love with him in the 40s. It's a guy that should be able to play.
Now, do you care to guess, do you know off the top of your head how many Blazers games Robert Williams has played in two seasons?
Oh, God. God, 22.
Close, 26.
26.
Six games his first year, 20 last season. What do we think? Could you get something from him? Like for him, what is his value even? Because he's supposed, like you said, he did anchor, like he came off the bench to anchor a champion. Did he start with that team?
No, when he was healthy, he was a defensive force.
But he was a big piece.
That whole playoffs, he was battling a bad knee.
Yeah.
So when he played.
And still is.
I don't get rid of him.
I agree.
I don't
How
know
easy is
why?
That?
I honestly don't know why he's here. I mean, are you really expecting him to be healthy and then move him for, like, what are you getting for? You could offer me like a nice Philly cheesesteak sandwich and a case of Tallboy banquets.
Okay,
some Yellow Jackets. What? Robert Williams does nothing for you. Just he doesn't play. He's hurt. You're not getting anything from him. There's no way. Is the theory that the Lakers at the trade deadline are going to be like, okay, I got it. Robert Williams is the answer. And if that is, like, I don't know.
Yeah, they're linked to like Bam Adebayo.
Second round picks for him. Like no one's going to trust that Robert Williams is going to stay healthy.
So get rid of him and get something. Because that's the other thing as it pertains to Young is it does feel like you have guys that it would behoove the Blazers to try and move those vets who have any sort of trade value. Like you mentioned Ayton. If Ayton comes out in a contract year and is playing well and he's an expiring deal, somebody probably wants him for a playoff run if he's playing well. So you may have the opportunity, one, to get return assets for players that aren't particularly serving your mission right now and open up that runway for players like Kling Kong and Young to come in and just play more.
Robert Williams has played more than 50 games once in his entire career. The last 3 years, 26 and 35. Like, you're not...
Yeah.
I don't know. He's just taking up space at this point. Clearly, the future of your team... Although the weird part about it... The future of your team is the two centers that you drafted the last 2 years. The weird part about it is I just never know with this dumb organization because there's 19 timelines. It's like trying to follow the stupid Marvel universe. There's like seven different timelines.
Well, just the last
now
two
Tony
moves.
Stark is
acquiring Drew Holiday and drafting a 20-year-old product from China. Like they're opposite ends of it, or they're opposite timelines.
And don't get me started on Jeremy Grant as well. Like what? I don't know. I don't know what.
Assumed that they were going to try to move him to a contender who could use him last year, and I know he was banged up too. But yeah, he's a nice basketball player. I don't get what he's doing here.
Yeah, to me, the only way that any of this makes sense, and you don't have to please me. The only way this makes sense is at some point this year, Jeremy Grant and DeAndre Ayton and Robert Williams are shuffled off. But then you got the damn Drew Holiday thing, which makes me believe that maybe that's all a load of crap because is it possible that this crew thinks that they're playing for their job? Like, if you got a new ownership coming in, and this is the one thing that you can never discount, it happens all the time. People make dumb, rash decisions when their jobs are on the line.
Yeah, and their backs are against the wall.
Their backs are against the wall because it's not about what's good for the team 5 years from now. It's what's good to keep
my job.
How
do I save my ass right now?
So if you're Chauncey Billups and you just got your contract extension, which, by the way, means nothing in the NBA. No. Guys get fired 1 year into a contract extension all the time. Mm-hmm. And you know that the team is going to be sold probably before the end of this upcoming season. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be decisions made. It's a lot easier to keep Joe Cronin and Chauncey Billups and company. And by the way, if Joe Cronin gets fired, he probably doesn't get another GM job. Chaunce, maybe.
He may have earned himself a look somewhere else.
He may have earned himself another job. But the thing that scares me is there is a real chance that winning 46 games and battling for a play-in spot and keeping Grant and Ayton and Holiday and playing them big minutes and keeping Klingon and Young and Scoot and all these guys in more of a backup role, that's probably the way to win you more games. And even if it stunts the future, and is that enough what they view is to keep their job? You can say, hey, look, we've got a young core, but look, we were the 9 seed and we're trending up. So maybe all this talk of it seems like these guys have to be moved. Maybe they don't.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't. But I just, I would like at some point the timeline to be
clearer.
Cleaned up.
Yeah.
Cleaned up because it feels like you have from Ayton to Williams to Drew Holiday to Jeremy Grant. And think about that. Those, in theory, right? Drew Holiday is the starter at point guard. Mm-hmm. DeAndre Ayton is the starter at center. And Jeremy Grant is
your three.
Is your three or your four, right? Depending on what lineup you're running out. None of those guys, not a single one, pencils into your future. So how can you be an ascending team with 3/5 of your lineup that won't be here?
Yeah.
That's the part that I want to see eventually cleaned up.
Yeah.
So
and I'm not waiting on bated breath for that because it feels like things are often murky, but it would be nice to know what that direction looks like with a little bit of, I guess, definitive nature.
Yeah. That's all I want. And someone saying, what about a 30 pack of Keystone Light, Jollibee instead of Coors and a cheesesteak? No, I'm not trading Time Lord for Keystone Light. What am I? Am I 14? Keystone, get the hell out of here. Keystone Light. I'm driving a hard bargain. You want Robert Williams.
That was our college beer pong beer.
Keystone exactly. Light. No. Maybe. If beer. You don't want to spring for the banquets, then how about some Rainiers? I may do some vitamin R's, but you're not giving me this Keystone Light. Now, the Jollibee, I'm open to some Jollibee.
Okay.
Like, give me like a big family pack of Jollibee I think it's.
Isn't that the hot dog and ketchup pasta
I think it's
place?
Filipino.
Yeah, I think it's Filipino.
You can give me some. You can give me some Jollibee, but I'm holding steady. You gotta give me Keystone.
I've not had Jollibee. I don't know that I will. We'll see.
You should.
All right,
Jollibee's worth having.
I got a couple more basketball notes for you, and I also have an epic gambling tale to share that involves a bonus bet and the WNBA. That's coming up on Primetime. But first, Ortner has SportsCenter. You know, I also have a Karen Reed update that'll come up in the club. Not really about legal matters, but you can guess what she's doing next.
I told you, she's going to start an OnlyFans.
Well, we're not quite there yet, but we're maybe on that path already.
You know you're heading that way. You know you're heading that way. If you're even remotely attractive and you become infamous, dude, just start an OnlyFans. You're going to make millions. That one bad baby or bad Barbie gal, the Catch Me Outside girl, made like $40 million.
That's unbelievable.
I know. Meanwhile, we're here doing this stupid radio show for 17.
All you had
hours.
To do was like go on Maury and say, "Cash me outside. How about that?"
That's right. Be somewhat attractive. That's all you have to do. Be somewhat attractive. And they're like, "Hey, you want to give me $20? And someone's like, "Yep." And lots of it.
You know, I saw this this tweet from Mark Spears today. We were talking a little bit earlier about the Ace Bailey conundrum and how that basically his agent is not doing him any favors. He's probably
it's not even a real agent. It's his AAU coach.
Yeah, he's getting bad advice from his own camp, and they told certain teams that they're not going to show up if they draft him, and it seems like one of those teams drafted him in Utah, and then they're like, yeah, well, we're not showing up. So Reports are now that he is going to show up Saturday despite not showing up with fellow first-round pick Walter Clayton Jr. Yeah. But Mark Spears, who has written for ESPN for years, had this tweet today. He said, Ace Bailey's story reminds me about Stephen Curry's father and agent asking the Warriors not to draft him in 2009 with the seventh pick so that he could instead go to the Knicks with the following pick. Oh, Steph did not work out for the Warriors, and undeterred, Warriors GM at the time, Larry Riley, just drafted him anyways. Well, I had forgotten about that, and I'm a Steph guy.
Well, this idea that you can pick, and this is like Caleb Williams' dad who's exploring, could he sue the NFL over the draft?
Or just decide to not go to Chicago, a la Elway.
I love it. It is kind of adorable that you're like, well, I don't really want to play for this team, therefore, do you understand the way the draft works?
No.
I mean, occasionally you can play hardball. Like, Eli Manning made it work, but Eli Manning made it work because there was Philip Rivers.
Yes.
Had Philip Rivers...
You had two top prospects there.
Had Philip Rivers not been there, the Giants weren't just going to capitulate and do the Eli Manning thing.
They only did it because they had another option.
And both, by the way, turned out to be really good. I'd make the argument that Philip Rivers was the better quarterback. He just... You know, you make the argument that Eli did the right thing because New York ended up winning two Super Bowls and the Chargers never ended up even getting to one with Philip Rivers. But yeah, this notion that you somehow can just bully teams into getting where you know where you want to be, it's especially for someone like Ace Bailey that is not the end all the be all.
No, he's not the number one guy. He's not, and because of all the things he did in his draft process, he's probably made himself less desirable to a lot of other people who might have previously wanted to trade for him.
In the history of the league, this has worked so... And I'm
almost
like,
never.
Any league. UCLA.
Right.
Eric Lindos tried this in the NHL. And
Elway did it, right?
Elway did it. Elway managed to do it. He had the baseball thing in his back pocket.
Right, because he went to spring training and came to the
Jackson
Yankees, right?
Bo Jackson managed to do it because, again, baseball. Steve Young had the USFL that he went and did, still ended up having to go to Tampa Bay. So... Yep. I mean, once in a blue moon, it does work out, but man, it for a guy like Ace Bailey that was not considered the number one prospect, I just can't remember a guy butchering something so bad as Ace Bailey. Now, hopefully, it sounds like the Jazz are willing to forgive and forget, and
they just want their basketball player.
Yeah, they're saying Angels have said that he's a great kid and they're looking forward to him, but they did say also either you play with us or you don't play in the NBA.
I saw a tweet that was funny. It says, it's surprising that Ace Bailey has such an issue playing for Utah when he voluntarily played for Rutgers last year.
Well, it is kind of also weird. If you want the state of basketball, which is so strange, they had the number 2 and the number 5, and had Ace Bailey not been a chonch, it would have been the 2 and 3 pick and on Rutgers last year, and they didn't make the NCAA tournament.
They won 8 conference games.
It's such a strange basketball, and you would think that one or two guys on a basketball team would make all the difference in the world.
And you could see it if it was like, I mean, I'm trying to remember, and I'm going to look up right now who their coach is, because like if it were like a St. John's and it's Patino, like you get it, but it's got to be the money. It's got to be, I don't know, connections.
They also lost their sponsorship deal. So both of these guys, I believe, are Nike athletes, Harper and Ace Bailey. Yeah. They were Under Armour. And to get these two guys to go there, they had to switch as an entire university to Nike, I believe.
Steve Picciel. So not some legend.
Well, and I know for Rutgers, like you spent a lot of money to get these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it led you to... Is that worth it? Because it puts you on the map, but it led you to 8 conference wins.
Like it did not get you to the postseason with 2 of the best basketball players in the world.
I'm convinced that maybe the worst investment in the world is college NIL. Like what you get for the money. Again, go back to like anything from you know Nico at Tennessee to these two kids. Just the amount of money that is being spent on high school and college athletes to get them to their places.
Feels like we're due for a correction, doesn't it?
I can't think of a worse investment in this money.
I think about it two ways. In one way, I think this is going to swing back the other way at some point when the people who have put up a lot of this money are seeing that clearly they're not getting the return on the investment.
That's what I want to know. Like, how many times can one guy write a check?
I also wonder about the hope and the greed and the like, you know what? I know we got burned by this guy, but if we keep doing it and other teams don't, this is our edge. It feels like there's always going to be somebody willing to step up and pay the freight.
I don't know. Well, and now, supposedly under the new house settlement rules, they're going to vet NIL deals, right? They're going to say that, like, now all deals over a certain amount, and it's like $10,000 or something, it's a very small amount, are going to have to be vetted. And if they're not considered real NIL deals, it's basically pay for play. They're going to rule those null and void. That's what I want to see. I want to see who's got the balls to go and tell the courts.
It's such a circus.
You're just going to get Jeffrey Kessler, by the way, who's the guy that sues the NCAA at every turn. Uh-huh. He was one of the lawyers in the House settlement. You know that Jeffrey Kessler is just sitting there laughing.
Just licking his chops.
Saying, please, 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 tell the best quarterback in the country that just got a $4 million NIL deal that's not a legit deal and that it doesn't pass clearinghouse and he can't accept the $4 million. I can't wait for the NCAA to try to get that past the court system, to tell someone that deal is not in line with name, image, and likeness.
Even though this NIL transfer portal and pay-for-play era, we're in it now, it's still so nebulous, and it's still so Wild West, and there's still so few guardrails, and so many individuals to try to figure out and administer. Like, it's just gonna be a mess.
Well, I've long said, and I stand by this, like, a lot of time, you know, from my bon voyage to whatever, like, you just, you know, you're kind of being fun. I really do mean this, that if I was like Oregon or Ohio State and money really wasn't an issue, maybe this wouldn't necessarily apply to me because I got cash. But if I was Washington, there you go. I'll take Washington.
Okay.
I don't have, so now I got to fork out $20 million in revenue sharing.
Yeah, we started to see how schools are going to break that. Some of them have announced which sports are going to get it, which ones aren't.
So I got to already split that, and now I got to come up with at least probably another $15 million in NIL in theory to keep up with the Joneses. I would not pay for a 5-star quarterback. To get a 5-star quarterback to come to you,
I agree,
you know,
with that.
Or even a high 4-star. So Oregon went after, they got the Beaver kid because they lost out on the Curtis kid to Georgia and they lost out on the
Rider Lions
to BYU. So let's assume the Carter kid and Lions both cost $2.5 to $3.5 million to get him on campus. Let's say the Beaver kid costs you two maybe to get him to show up. So you're into this for a couple million. And I encourage you, go look back since the transfer portal, go look at the quarterbacks that have been in the college football playoff. Almost none of them are homegrown.
Yep.
They're all transfers.
Yep.
Oregon's quarterbacks.
Oregon sent two of them to the Heisman ceremony.
Yes. And by the way, the one that you're hoping goes to the Heisman Trophy next is from UCLA. Transfer.
Yep.
Like, I think in the playoffs last year, I think one of the, like, I think the kid from SMU and the kid from Penn State, Aller, and I forget, is it
Kevin
Jennings?
Kevin Jennings?
Yeah, yeah, the Jennings. I think they might have been the only two. But like Levitt was a transfer at ASU. Quinn Ewers was a transfer at Texas. Oregon's quarterback obviously was a transfer. I mean, it was just like, it's just transfer, transfer, transfer. So like you're paying millions of dollars to bring in a kid. And it sure feels like at the end of the day, none of them stick around.
None of them stick around, and it's a huge, it feels like the hit rate on a truly successful young quarterback is almost zero. Like because
Jaden Daniels started at ASU and ends up at LSU.
The position inherently has to develop, and with everyone moving, there isn't a lot of development, so the best quarterbacks are the kids who have played a ton of ball, sometimes for multiple schools, but it's not the kid coming in his first year.
I would much rather just go get a couple prospects.
Well, Nemec has talked about this. Yeah. Like they had, I think they had a big bag for Dante Moore initially before he went to UCLA, and then he didn't take it.
Yeah.
And having that extra money allowed them to go out and apply it to Mateo Uiagalelei, who has made a massive impact. It's that type of position though that can come on campus and be effective right away without like, he's got to go through this learning curve of whatever. Like,
I would go get
and that ended up being a better use of their money, even though that wasn't the intention originally.
I go get some 3-star kids, you know, low 4-star, 3-star kids that are going to cost me $500,000, right? Maybe $250,000. And just be like, hey, you know, you're coming here and we're always going to have those kids grow and develop in the pipeline. And then I'm just seeking the transfer portal. When you're Oregon and Ohio State, you can go and get a transfer quarterback. Mm-hmm. Again, Oregon's gotten three of them.
Yeah.
For the last years.
And the more you prove it, the more that's going to be a destination for guys like that.
And you know what those kids don't cost? They don't cost $4 million.
They don't cost what you're paying the freshman who hasn't done it before.
And that's, I really do think that the worst money to be spent right now in college football is on the five-star quarterback.
I think that's entirely possible.
I'm trying to think of the last time that the can't-miss quarterback came in and was the can't-miss quarterback.
Yeah. It's hyper rare, especially that position.
Yeah.
It doesn't pan out as often as it should for the amount of money that gets thrown around there.
Yeah,
that's for
like
sure.
I said, it's a terrible investment in an ever growing world where you're going to have to be smarter with your money,
mm-hmm.
because the money's going to get tighter because it's getting more expensive. And now with the house settlement, you know, there's 20 plus million on top of your NIL budget that has to be handed out for every school. Belts are going to have to start getting tight.
I got the Blazers Summer League schedule here. Also have a big new tampon sponsorship in basketball.
It's about time.
Yeah. And a gambling story.
I would give anything if the Blazers had a tampon sponsor.
Put it on, make the jersey.
Yes.
Jersey patch.
Dude, that would be in the city of Portland, having Tampax be the jersey sponsor of the Blazers. I have never bought a Blazer jersey. You throw Vagisil or Tampax on that thing. I'm going out and I'm buying a Blazer jersey tomorrow.
The red one, right?
I love that it makes the
red one, right?
I love that it makes the garment more desirable.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, we'll discuss it next. You listen to Primetime, 1080 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Isachi. Take off your shorts and dunk me.
Been a little light on the drops today, and for that I apologize. I've messed around with a rod. Damn it, Will!
You do have that new one.
You do have a new one. Well, and it makes me sad.
Buck likes to mess around with rods. That happens. I mean, who hasn't...
Fly fishing!
Who hasn't experimented, right? It's probably in college. You were young, maybe a little confused, trying to figure out some hobbies. I understand.
This is a trap. I feel compelled to comment on this. I think I'll just dig my hole deeper. So
keep
we're
going.
Just gonna
you'll be all right.
No, I think we're good.
Don't take the bait.
Hey, we have a tampon sponsorship in pro sports.
Damn right we do. It's not the Blazers, though. I'm so disappointed.
It's not the Blazers. No, this comes via the WNBA, where sequel spiral tampons have become the official.
My favorite tampon, by the way.
Tampon partner of the Indiana Fever. And complimentary sequel spiral tampon products will be made available in the team's locker room and throughout the Gainbridge Fieldhouse restrooms. So you can now get your free sanitary hygiene from the company that's bought this affiliation and sponsorship. Now, I mean, it makes sense, right? I mean, like, we've been doing, like, yes. Toughactin, Tenactin for athlete's foot forever. And,
well, what we need the official jock itch cream of the Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah. Well, they did BioFreeze for a while.
Patented oily balm is all you need.
Yeah.
And they'll take care of that. Yes. We can get the Yonger out there hawking some jock itch.
Ooh.
You got 7'2 Chinese jock itch. There's only one product tough enough, Toughactin, Tenactin.
You know, if there's any city in the NBA that could be like the proud sponsor of the official tampons of the NBA, it would be Portland.
They would
take on that sponsorship.
Dude,
is the money still green?
I am telling you right now that if you put Vagisil or Tampax on the Blazers jersey, that would be the most popular sponsor. Because who is the Blazer jersey sponsor right now?
Ooh,
do we even know?
It was BioFreeze.
BioFreeze was for a while.
I'm trying to remember who it is now, because off the top of my head, I do not recall. But you're quickly Googling, and so you're going to have
Brightside Windows.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Okay, the fact that we don't even know, Brightside Windows, there's only one window here, and
yeah,
that's
Window
the Window
Nation.
Daddy.
That's
Window Nation, the Nation. No one has ever bought a Blazer jersey thinking,
hey, it's your window daddy.
I need to get the new one with Brightside Windows. But you're telling me, Will, you're a young man.
Yes.
You're telling me that wouldn't instantly become a hipster thing that your friends would want to buy if Vagisil was on the Blazer jersey.
Dude, we all want the Fears Zero jersey right now because it's zero fears.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Like
there's clout.
The Red Wings have a garbage company sponsor. It's like a.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, it's like a garbage warehouser or
waste
not warehouse
management or something.
Yeah,
like
waste management.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
that. Lame. No, they start getting some edgy. Like someone when the Timbers had their jersey canceled because there was like the controversy with DiBella.
Yeah, yeah. DiBella, that's right.
Because on soccer jerseys, the sponsor is the main.
That's the main part.
And then there's like a little crest.
Yep.
It's like it's inverted. It's
mm-hmm.
reversed.
Mm-hmm.
Someone online made up a Mary's.
Oh, nice.
A Timbers jersey with the Mary's logo, the girl on the pole.
Uh-huh,
Dude.
It would work.
And I said, if that jersey was real, I would, never bought a Timbers jersey in my life. I would 100% buy a Timbers jersey if it was sponsored by Mary's. We need to start thinking outside of the box. The Indiana Fever and Secret Spiral, what was it?
Secret Spiral Tampons.
Secret Spiral Tampons, let's go. Although that's not the jersey sponsor.
Not that I'm aware of. They're just the official tampon partner of the
Fever. Well, I want an official. Can we get an official tampon partner of Primetime?
Sure.
I will do. You want to talk about live reads? Because we don't do many like live reads. I think we do. I think the only one we really have anymore is the Advocates. I used to do Vancouver Ford.
Well, and Isaac does Window Nation.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. So we have Window Nation and we have the Advocates. I don't do Vancouver Ford anymore. I'll tell you right now, a feminine hygiene product. You want to get your money's worth on a radio sponsorship. You make me the official spokesman of tampons. I will sell the hell out of tampons on live reads
now,
on this show every day.
Could you sit here and peddle douches?
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Might not be the audience they want to hit.
Perhaps not.
Why not? We can go home and imagine the husband coming home and be like, honey, no. We need the spiral tampons.
We need the one with Sook's face on thumbs up.
I could just see these Indiana housewives giving their husband the eye roll when he comes back with the store list and it's like, honey, these aren't the Caitlin Clark and Sophie Cunningham tampons, okay?
I only want the Indiana Fever tampons. Yes, Caitlin Clark's face is on the tampon. Let's go. Let's get excited.
Their face is on the box. No, it's on the tampon.
We support Tres Leches here.
In the club tonight, we will talk about the top 100 movies of this quarter century as voted on by the film community.
I am excited about this. I'm interested. Because you're getting rid of the, you know, because they always do like the Citizen Kane and
sure.
Gone with the Wind.
So it's everything from 2000 forward.
Yes, 2000 forward. I am very intrigued to see what their number one movie will be.
Yeah. I will say I saw this movie. I liked this movie. I was surprised it was the voted the best of the last 25 years. We'll get to that, plus an athlete and an actress hot meet at a Bezos wedding. Is the internet about to explode? Maybe. That's next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.